I've got Matthew Shepard in the studio this morning, and Matthew is going to run. It's today, right?
Yes.
It's okay, 6 o'clock this evening. You are going to undertake the first 24-hour Baranoff endurance run. And what's a 24-hour endurance run? There's probably people who are kind of going, what are they talking about?
Well, basically, it's a run in which runners will try and run as many miles as they can in a 24-hour time period.
So it's a fixed time and not a fixed distance.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you shooting for? How far do you think you'll go?
120 miles is my goal for the 24 hours. Obviously, more would be better, but that's my goal.
Okay. And what course are you going to go on?
I'm going to be running, starting at the fire department, running up to Cat Leanne, past Lakeside, turn around Cat Leanne, back to Lincoln Street, to Lake Street, and then back to the fire department, and that's just the general course, just laps.
Okay. Have you measured that? Is that like a mile?
1.75 miles.
Okay. So you're going to have to go around that like
68.5 times.
68.5 times. That's amazing. But you're kind of you're driven because this is a fundraiser for an important cause for you, right?
Yes, the American Diabetes Association.
And tell us a little bit about Team Run Americani. You guys are kind of it's a group of friends of yours. So you got together
veterans.
In high school, veterans both, and you've met in high school and in the military. And
yes,
tell us about how you and your pals got together and created this team.
Originally, I was running for the ADA for the Rome Marathon, and they saw what I was doing and they thought it was great, and so they contacted me and said, "We want to be a part of this." So we put together a Team Run Americani so we could all run on a team in the Rome Marathon while at the same time raising money for the ADA.
Okay, so the ADA is the American Diabetes Association.
Yes.
And now, is the Rome Marathon, have you done the marathon, or is the Rome Marathon coming up?
The Rome Marathon is March 2011.
Okay, so you were involved in fundraising for the Rome Marathon next March, and these other friends of yours saw what you were doing, and you decided to sort of create your own independent organization to raise money for diabetes.
Yes.
And but you yourself don't have diabetes, and I saw as I was looking at your website that a lot of these other guys, they don't have diabetes themselves. It's just diabetes is important in their lives.
Individually, it's touched all of our lives, whether it be through our family or our friends and stuff. It's affected us somehow, and so we just wanted to reach out to those people that we care about.
Okay. How come those guys aren't up here in Sitka running this 24-hour event with you?
Because they're in Iraq, actually. Well, two of them are in Iraq. One just returned to Germany a couple days ago.
Okay, but are they going to be doing separate Team Run Americani events themselves before Rome?
The one that just returned to Germany, Kirk, he's going to be working on some things there in Germany to raise money, some Team Run Americani events. The other two, unfortunately, there's not a whole lot of running except for company runs,
right?
In Iraq, so
not a lot of time for that. And do you still plan to? Do you guys plan to run the Rome Marathon?
Yes,
still?
As a team, we're all going to run the Rome Marathon.
Okay, this coming March. So, let's talk a little bit about, I guess, just the challenges of getting ready for a 24-hour race. Have you done anything like this before?
In 2005, I ran 100 miles. It took me about 27 and a half hours. That was a good indicator of what things I'm going to run into. Feet swelling, blisters, chafing. A lot of it's mental. Just need a lot of drive in order to keep going.
Right. You mentioned a lot of there's a list of cons to running 100 miles. What's on the pro side for you?
Finishing a race like that is unbelievable. You just finishing any race that with a distance like that is you just get a feeling and it's just rewarding.
The endorphins
like it.
The endorphins kick
yeah.
in. But the 100 miles you ran, that wasn't an organized event. That was just kind of a personal challenge that you created for yourself, right?
Yes, just running out of necessity.
Running is transportation. In the brochure that you've been circulating, you're talking about this as the first Baranoff 24-hour endurance run. Is this? Are you kicking something off here, or do you think this is going to be just a one-time experiment?
I'm really hoping it can grow into a race in future years, but right now it's just going to be me. But hopefully, we'll see as a race.
Okay, and I guess it does. Even though it is just you running so far, you have some support lined up and also some people who are going to tag along with you during part of it, right?
Yes, that's going to be a huge motivator to have people come run a couple laps with me.
Okay, and what other kind of support is out there? Is somebody going to be at the fire hall with a water station, or is there going to be a police car with lights following you or anything like that?
Nothing like that. I'm going to have a station at the fire hall to kind of monitor my progress every time I make a lap, time me to make sure I'm on pace, have refreshments and food. I still have to eat.
Okay. Matthew, why are you doing it? What is your connection to diabetes?
My girlfriend, Katie, she was my connection. She has diabetes, and I see how rough it makes it, like life for hers. So I just wanted to be a part of the cause, like trying to help.
Right. And is she going to be around today to help out with this?
Yes, she'll be there for almost the entire. She has to go to work for a couple hours, but she'll be there.
Okay. And I forgot to ask what you did in town.
I work at Search as security, and then I also volunteer over at the fire department.
Okay. Hence the importance of the fire hall in your route. How can people contribute to Team Run Americani? Because I guess the idea of ultimately participating in the Rome Marathon is to raise money through this event and help raise money for diabetes by participating in the marathon. How does that all work? How can people help?
I set up a couple different ways people can donate, either through the website at runamericani.com, or we'll have a collection point at the fire hall with forms and stuff like that where people can get some information and also make donations, and then obviously they can contact me directly and I can give them a little more information on how to donate.
Okay. I can see that maybe an endurance run, even if it's looping through downtown, you know, may not be the best spectator event, especially you're starting out in the evening, but I imagine about 7 or 8 tomorrow morning there's going to be a lot of people, you know, moving through town, who can kind of, I don't know, cheer you on, roll down their windows, give you words of encouragement.
That's what I was kind of hoping for. I'd have liked to had a little more during the day to have people see me as I'm running, but I wanted to put the night first to get when I had the most amount of energy.
Mm-hmm. Is that when you're at your best in the evening, you think?
Well, right at the beginning of the race, I'm going to be real strong, and the nighttime is going to be the hardest because there's going to be the least amount of traffic.
Right.
So I wanted to be the strongest during the hardest parts.
Okay. And I'm sitting here talking with, you know, I'm sitting here talking with you, and we're going over our list of talking points, but in the back of my mind, I'm going, the guy's going to run 120 miles. He's going to try and run 120 miles, which is, I mean, it's a big deal. I know you, participated in the, Alpine Adventure Race and the biathlon and things, and you know, these are much, much shorter events, and I've done some of these things, and a lot of times, even just in the Alpine Adventure run, there's a point where I can hardly wait for it to be over, you know, where, you know, you've just gone up some steep section of trail or something and you're already thinking about the end. What are you gonna be thinking about, you know, when you realize that you've just run a full marathon distance or two full marathon distances, and you know there's a lot of time left on the clock. What kind of conversation do you think you'll be having inside your head?
Well, first off, it's for me, it's more of a hobby. Like, you wouldn't see people who like to collect things, they don't see it as time consuming. It's a hobby, they enjoy it. So when I'm running, I'm enjoying my time. A lot of times I think about my day, I think about things I'm going to do in the future, financial things, it just about anything goes through your mind. You have a lot of time alone inside your head.
And I guess I should mention that in the world of ultra sports, and I guess this is considered an ultra event, these 24-hour events. In the world of ultra, having people just fall in and run alongside you and pace you for a while is perfectly acceptable, and it's an encouraged practice. So if anybody wants to run alongside and help support the cause, you would welcome that, right?
Very much so.
Yeah, it's all part of this kind of incredible and surprisingly popular sport. So anyway, Matt, we're all out of time. How are you going to spend the rest of your day?
I've got some errands to run, and then I'm going to go sleep.
Okay.
And get a little bit of sleep in.
Go rest up. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Matthew Shepherd is going to be running the first Baranoff 24-hour endurance run. He's doing it to benefit the American Diabetes Association. You can find out more about this whole undertaking at runamericani.com. That's runamericani.com. He's going to be starting at 6 o'clock tonight at the Sitka Fire Hall and running a loop through downtown, out Catlan Street to the stoplight and back. I think he'd take any help that was offered. Donation cans will be at the fire hall and elsewhere along the route. You can also contribute by going to the website. Thanks again, Matt, for coming in.
Thank you.